This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Truth is, not all jobs are fun, but there are some companies out there trying to make it so. Today's installment of our summer series on fun at work takes us to New York City, where Sally Herships reports that sometimes fun is best left to the professionals.
Here's an idea.
Work doesn't have to suck.
Ben Hoffman runs City Hunt, a scavenger hunt service for companies that want their employees to bond while having fun. You sound like, what's his name in The Office?
I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or an insult.
He's laughing because the character of the boss on The Office is the prototypical example of fun gone wrong.
Today, we are not just spending a day at the beach. We are all participating in mandatory fun activities. Funtivities!
Creating fun can be a delicate and tricky science, which is why Hoffman says you should bring in professionals like him. So to see fun as it is officially created, I tagged along on a scavenger hunt in New York with Global Strategy, a communications and research firm. The company was broken down into 7 teams and let loose in the city. Quick tip. It's helpful to be on the CEO's team. Wait a second, do you have a car here?
Yeah. Small advantage.
John Sylvan is CEO of Global Strategy. What have you accomplished so far?
Good God. We've got people breakdancing. We've got people talking on payphones. We stole candy from a baby.
How did that go over?
That went over fine. This is New York.
CEOs, not surprisingly, go-getters, which can be helpful when you're trying to score points for hunting a pair of twins near Union Square or a celebrity. I should clarify, this is a photo hunt, so instead of capturing an actual celebrity, the Global Strategy teams just had to take a picture of one. And even B-listers count. Who was the celebrity?
It was Kieran Culkin.
It wasn't really him.
Wait, like Macaulay Culkin's brother?
You got it. And he turned us down. I was like, come on, man. I was like, you're a great actor.
It was really hot out. But we worked together as a team. Well, the employees of Global Strategy did. They took their photo playing with 5 dogs at a time. And even serenaded a complete stranger.
Take me to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
That's good. That's enough. Woo! Thanks, buddy.
Sorry if what I'm about to say makes me sound like a party pooper, but is all this fun actually accomplishing anything? Alice Driscoll just started with Global Strategy 6 weeks ago, so I asked her to compare this company to her old one.
I mean, people are definitely happier. I feel like a little more excited to go to work.
Here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's a focus on happiness and not just making PowerPoint slides.
What employee doesn't want to get out of making PowerPoint slides? Still, is paying for a scavenger hunt worth it? City hunts cost between $60 and $160 per person.
And there are actually some pretty sound business reasons why having fun at work actually makes sense.
Rita McGrath teaches strategy at Columbia Business School. First, she says, the happier your employees, the better they'll treat your customers. Next, fun allows employees to be creative. McGrath says you can't plan flashes of insight. Sometimes you need to get your mind away from work. Think about companies that do creative work.
Their workplaces are really fun. They have colorful post-it notes and balloons, and people bring bikes to work. And you don't see them working in cubicles where everything's gray and it's all the same.
And added bonus, networking. It can be hard to keep corporate hierarchies in place when you and your boss are singing to strangers. It is possible one or two Global Strategy employees may have told me it was awkward to hang out with their boss. But most of the ones I saw seemed to be having fun. Even Michael the intern had a chance to prove himself. He managed to find a pair of twins.
You know what? I love this intern. I'm not going to have him pick up my dry cleaning anymore.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.